Some doctors across the country are starting to suggest that maybe there's a different way to treat a particular kind of breast cancer. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one Central New York breast cancer surgeon says it's an issue worth talking about.
Not all breast cancers are the same, and the diagnosis of one type has soared in recent years due to advances in radiology. St. Joseph's breast cancer surgeon Kara Court says this early-stage cancer is called ductal carcinoma in situ.
It's actually cancer cells, but they are contained within the breast duct. They have not broken out of the breast duct. So theoretically, they can't really spread to your lymph nodes, and theoretically, they can't spread elsewhere.
Court says recent research is now prompting questions about what kind of treatment's necessary in these cases. It showed that patients with the condition had close to the same likelihood of dying of breast cancer after 20 years as women in the general population. So the question is, says Court, is it necessary to continue to treat these cancers with disfiguring surgery and radiation treatments that are called for when patients are diagnosed with more aggressive breast cancers? Or should there be more individualized treatment?
It's not going to be easy to, I think, change practice patterns and thoughts. But what some experts are saying is maybe, just maybe, if a woman gets a biopsy of a tiny little area and it's this non-invasive and it doesn't look aggressive, then maybe we could just watch it or treat it with perhaps, you know, anti-estrogen therapy and just sort of keep it at bay.
Court says there is a study underway on this. She emphasizes this only applies to the non-invasive breast cancers, which now account for a quarter of all breast cancer diagnoses. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.